Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, June 26, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Tonight, we're honored to have a very special guest speaker on our call, and to give him a proper introduction, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 5 executive director, a $500,000 ring earner, leader of our team now for over three decades, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
I had myself muted out. I'm sorry. You know what a great day. I've been sick. My wife's been sick. I wish I would pray for her. She's been very ill, but it's still been a great day because I woke up alive. You know, we got a great speaker tonight, Randy. I mean, someone that I really, really, really respect, someone who's become a friend, and someone that's going to lead us into another great, great, great year. You know, Mr. Jeff Bell, you know, in 2014, he was becoming Chief Executive Officer of Prepaid. I can say a lot of things about him, a lot of things that he's done, but what he's done is in the past, what he's got for us planned in the future is absolutely a great thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish to introduce you our Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Jeff Bell.
Mr. Moore, you're just so kind, and it's an honor to join you and Randy, Jeremy and Stephanie, the whole More Success team. Good evening from Ada, Oklahoma, and the Stone Cypher Penthouse. I also look forward to having breakfast with you this week, Mr. Moore, and look forward to beginning our weekly meetings as we've had for many times. Prayers with you, my friend. We all love you and support you and know that you're just going to get stronger and better and come back to us reinvigorated. We need you. And tonight, we're just going to talk about what is close to your heart, and that is just staying focused on the basics. This is a business that sometimes our imaginations can run wild. You know, our passions can sometimes get the best of us. We think that this business is about new creative ways. But the fact of the matter is, it's just God-fearing commitment to the 10 core commitments. It is about spreading good news, the good news that we know from our heart and from our soul about this product and about this business opportunity. You know, I had the great pleasure of speaking on Saturday to the Florida state meeting. I couldn't be there in person, but I communicated with them by audio, video, and I kept it as simple as the following. Everybody on this call tonight gets the same challenge. Don't try and change the world in a day, but do change one life. I challenge everybody on this call to do just one thing and one thing alone. I need you to recruit a brand new associate onto the More Success team. Now, when you do it, this is where I want you to be extraordinarily clear that when that person joins you, their first priority is to go and recruit just one person and to tell them that the magic of this business is that you've got to recruit core by being core, that when you go to change that one life, that they understand that the change that will occur in their life is because they in turn commit to change at least one life and to begin a cascading of recruitment. Now, for those of you that love this business, you love it, you'll continue to potentially recruit more people. I know, but I ask for you to make a reaffirmation of the principles of Kenneth Moore, Harlan C. Stone Cypher, John Hale, and Wilburn Smith. That is a commitment to change that life, not just by bringing them into your family, but bringing them along with the understanding that they must make the commitment that very first moment that they will bring someone else into the business. You see, if that's something that we begin to do back to the basics, then the math is astronomical. It is absolutely as simple as we move from 4,000 active associates to 8,000. The next month it is 16,000, then 32,000, then 64,000, then 128,000, then 256,000, then 512,000, and we've crossed a million, my friends, as we get ready for Christmas. I mean, that is literally the power of duplication. And sometimes we lose confidence in the power of this business. And so, you know, we beg people to join us. No, don't beg. With confidence, pride, and the knowledge that both the membership is too good to be true and the business model itself is predicated upon the simple fact that, yes, if you plug into the system, red or yellow, black or white, young or old, rich or poor, it doesn't matter who you are, man or woman, if you plug into this system and share the good news, you use tools rather than put the entire weight of the world on your own shoulder, and those tools will make people interested in Lean In, but the tools alone are not enough. You need to get them to an event. Whether that event is a three-way call with somebody you respect and can help you in the business, many of you on this call will do those three-way calls with others that you help bring into the business. Whether it's a PBR, and I'm telling you right now, more family, we need to get back into building the muscle of the private business reception. There's nothing more intimate, personal, and social. There's no truer form of network than having your friends and family over to your home, where you are safe, where they feel safe. And especially for a new person to be able to say, I'm starting a new business. Would you come over to my home for a business meeting that I'm having? And an executive from my organization is going to come and speak. I need everyone on this call to make a second commitment for me. I need you to get back into living rooms, back into people's kitchens. I need you to get back into making those presentations for your new recruit. Because beyond recruiting one who knows that their job is to recruit one and to convince someone to recruit one, if we bring together 4, 6, or 8 in a living room, dare I say 10, 12, or 14, we bring them together in a kitchen, and you have the chance to talk about the good news of Legal Shield and ID Shield, about word-of-mouth marketing and building a team, a family that enjoys what they do because they enjoy and trust each other, and they know that this product is real, that the opportunity is real, then magic will start to occur. You've got to be core to sponsor core. It's the simple basics of the business. Family, I know that many of you have done extraordinary things protecting employees of businesses by focusing on group sales, whether they be small, medium, or even larger accounts. But I want to remind you, you all came to this business through the good graces of someone recruiting you to the business. We cannot grow in business solutions unless we recruit more people, and naturally those that wish to find their way to solution selling, to professional sales, they'll find their way. But we find ourselves in a very dangerous situation that our recruiting today isn't producing enough of the incredible power and success that we see here on the Moore family. The people that love group, the people that love solutions, we need more of you. But the only way that that's going to happen is the way that you happen, by recruiting more and more and more people, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, and beyond every single month, doubling and doubling again with the simple math that we need to bring more member associates into this business. The business model is more powerful than ever before. The first time someone new protects, they're getting paid $60. They don't have to wait. There's no, you know, sell a few. No, first sale, $60. Second, $60. Third sale, get a teammate. And suddenly you just doubled your money to $360, just as it is right now. But no, there's more good news. There's an extra $180 for that brand new person during the double up between now and the end of the month. Won't you be one of the reasons that we actually triumphantly achieve 1776. I mean no disrespect to our brothers and sisters in Canada. This is just a way to focus the mind that we need to recruit with a complete passion and commitment. No differently than the first day of this great business, today is that day. that we need to go and recruit more people, because it's never been a better time for anyone to get started, promoted, and paid, and especially for that new person that you bring in. What an incredible affirming belief that not only can they be promoted and paid, but as they get someone started in the business, now they too can receive not only a bonus for helping them get started and protecting families, but they can participate in the double up. Never a better time to tell the truth about this incredible service, this incredible opportunity. That's my message tonight. No different than it was from Mr. Stonecipher. No different than it has been from Mr. Moore, from Mr. Smith, from Mr. Hale, from all the greats. And you see it today. If you weren't on the leadership show, shame on you. You need to be on the leadership show. Give me an hour. Quite frankly, it's usually 30 to 45 minutes. And if you can't see it during the allotted time, then get it on the aftermarket record. Watch it. Because if your belief is even having a momentary lapse, it will come back. It's unbelievable. The leadership show is not a cavalcade of days gone by. It shows you people that are brand new ring earners, not every once in a while. I remember we used to count ring earners, how many between convention. People, we break ring earners every week on the leadership show. I remember that we used to think, oh, you know, recruiting. I wonder who will be the biggest recruiter this week. Maybe they'll get one or two. Now it's six. It's seven. Second place is five or six. Third place is four or five. And you know what? It's not just one person. People are tied. Dozens of people are now tied with three or four recruits every week. Get with it. Get with it. This is the commitment to the business. And guess what? All you need to do is get one who understands that their role is to get one and to tell that person to get one. Second commitment, get back into the living room, to the kitchen. We've got to do PBRs. Don't just invite people, bring guests to the briefings. If you don't have a briefing near you, get busy. Mr. Moore practiced tirelessly in front of the mirror and then went before Mr. Stonecipher and Mr. Smith until his presentation passed muster in their eyes. Find a workout partner. Find a mentor. Raise your game and start your own briefing. This is a crusade. This is a mission. This is not for the faint of heart. This is for the fully committed. But yet I do not ask more of you than what you can do. You want to succeed in business solutions, we need more recruiting. You want to build a team that can help you conserve the groups you open, we need more recruiting. This is the only message that I have for you today. I want to stop now, and I'll make a quick transition. Because I want to talk about our own proud history. I didn't get to vote on the name of this company. When the company went from public to private, there were a lot of good reasons to try and make a name change. We had lawsuits here or there. We had friends and enemies. But the decision was made to change. Well, I think you know that there was one part of that decision that I fundamentally have already reversed. The Lady of Justice is the single greatest and most powerful symbol we can have, and we will always wear it on our lapel. We will celebrate it in all of our sales awards. We will continue to stand proud and look towards it as a symbol of what is good and just in Western civilization. That has already been returned. Now, I've not returned the name to Prepaid Legal, although I've thought about it. I have thought about it because the name Legal Shield may even make more sense to all of the services that we provide. Now that we are no longer really insurance, we are a subscription membership that provides powerful, manifold benefits to our members, and we've also added ID Shield. And so the power of a name that was born out of a beautiful benefit that was added by Mr. Stonecipher and Prepaid Legal, we have evolved to become Legal Shield. Now, I didn't get to vote on the launch of the colors. I didn't get to vote on the way that that was brought forward. And I give a lot of credit to the time and the effort that was spent by my predecessors in doing so. But I'll tell you a little anecdote. One, we didn't even know what to call the rainbow over the name Legal Shield. It's known as an ellipse. It is an obtuse geometric concept. In fact, it confused so many people, including those in our home office, that for several years we named our sales awards the Eclipse, and no one figured out that we had it exactly wrong. An eclipse is when the sun is blocked by the moon or an object. I do not wish to do anything other than invest in the strength of the shield. This is a name that was created by our founder. It is one that we need to pridefully and rightfully claim for our own. There may be others that have a shield here or there. I don't care. I know that I'm going to own it. Second, we created ID Shield during my tenure. That tenure was to change from Legal Shield Identity Theft Protection Plan to ID Shield. And quite frankly, sales are up 75% on a month-over-month basis for this proud and new brand. But out of necessity, quite frankly, out of convenience, we just use the same color schema. Now, you may say, well, that's nice. It's convenient. But it's not okay. Because for anyone who is serious in this business, you know that the markets for identity theft protection services and for legal plans are extraordinarily distinct. Yes, it is true that we are the only player that can do both. But when you look at LegalZoom and Avvo, Rocket Lawyer, MetLife, Hyatt, and ARAG, those competitors are extraordinarily unique. And they need to be competed with by a brand that is focused and unique. And when you look at LifeLock and you look at ID Watchdog and InfoArmor, whether it's retail or over in the employee benefits space, Easy Shield or Identity Guard, these are competitors that need a focused and unique and distinct competitor. So as we now think about the natural time for us to separate out, create a family but of unique participants, it's time that each brand have its own color palette, that each brand begins to be true to what it truly is. Now, I've done a lot of branding in my time. I rebranded the Jeep brand. I rebranded Xbox. I rebranded Chrysler. I've done a lot of branding in my day. And what I can tell you is that there is definitive research that helped us understand that there aren't very many personalities that a brand can have. Quite honestly, there is rugged, there is sincere, there is sophisticated, there is competence, and there is excitement. Now, when I think about our own business, when I think about, you know, where we really are, Legal Shield and ID Shield aren't about excitement. That's not appropriate. It's not about being rugged. It's not even about being sophisticated. But there's something interesting around sincerity and competence. I would argue that Legal Shield is clearly grounded in a steadfast sincerity, an approachability, a good-heartedness, an honesty and integrity. And ID Shield's brand personality is clearly grounded in competence. We monitor and we restore. We do things that people can't do for themselves. Now, you may ask, okay, well, what does that mean? Well, once you've decided on your brand's personality, then the rest of it becomes pretty easy. ID Shield is going to be focused upon the color blue. Blue is both calming and also trustworthy. Those are the two fundamental attributes of blue. ID Shield now moves away and is distinctive from Legal Shield. It is competent. It is trustworthy. It provides peace of mind and calmness as well as protection in a world that can oftentimes be selfish and uncaring. Legal Shield, interestingly, it can't be red because it's not about anxiety, about alarm. It can't be yellow. We're not cowards. No, it needs to be something that both has a foundation in competence, but an extension into sincerity. That is the combination of blue and red, and that is known as the color purple. The color purple is one of three secondary colors. It's a combination of red and blue. It is neither warm nor cool, but it is at the same time both. It embodies the balance of red's stimulation and blue's calm. Now, the truth of the matter is, we all immediately know one thing, a purple heart. It is absolutely associated with courage, with bravery. It has been for millennium. Purple has wisdom. It has authority. It has that sincerity that we talked about. It is a critical and powerful color, and one that we will firmly own. Our new brands will pridefully show the shield, not to be defensive, but also to understand that a shield is something that gives us confidence and empowerment, and if necessary, you can fight back with it. Legal Shield and ID Shield, a gentle evolution to also make those symbols immediately recognizable where? In the mobile world in which we live. The iconography itself immediately recognized on every mobile phone, every smartphone, in every hand, in every state, in every province across this great land. The shield is the symbol that we will own for both legal and for identity. We will bravely go where no one has ever gone before to protect and to empower. I received that question in advance, so I wanted to address it with you. But my message is very simple. Recruit core by being core. Recruit one, who then will recruit one, and only knows that they must recruit immediately another. And so it cascades. And second, back to basics. On PBRs and bringing guests to the briefings, we've got to get back into the living rooms and the kitchens. This is the way that we are really going to change this society. It's not through the technology alone. That is an empowering element. That is a facilitating element. But all the tools must lead to events. And all the technology we do is just to bring human beings together. A citizen with their law firm, a citizen with their private investigator. That's the purpose. It has no other. With that, let me stop and see if there are any questions before we call it a night.
Mr. Bell, I'm going to turn it back to Randy, but I'm looking forward to Thursday. I miss it. I missed visiting with you. I'm sorry I've been sick, but I'm getting back in the saddle. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Mr. Bell, if you have just a couple of, I think we have a few questions from some of our Millionaire Club members. Would that be okay?
Please.
All right, let's go out to the state of Alabama and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Jimmy, are you on? Do we have Jimmy on the call, or do we have him muted out?
Can you hear me, Randy?
I can now, Jimmy. Go right ahead.
Once again, thank you so much for all the training you always do and keeping us on the edge of our phones every time you're training with us. Again, I know from the B2B side, I cannot hear your challenge any more clearly. What we need to do to go out and just focus on recruiting and let people fall into place where they may. For those people that are out there that maybe are new to the company, I would say thank you again for putting the challenge out before us. But as far as Jim just thinking, what is the step if I'm focused in the B2B side of things, and that's really where I've been buttered my bread, so to speak, what is the thing I need to focus on to kind of make sure that I focus in the right directions to make sure that we're recruiting at a higher pace than ever before.
You know, the one thing, Jimmy, that you have is exampleship. You are a living example of someone who, by simply telling the truth about the product, by being able to build a bona fide, successful business, your exampleship shows others what is possible. And your humility, as well as your own leadership, is something that people want to emulate and copy. So just by sharing the news, you're able to bring people into this business. I will tell you that if everyone comes into the business and is just scared, naked, and alone, we lose. So people have to recognize that this is about getting more people to join us as members, but also as members of our team. I think of Bill Stubel. You know, Bill has the perfect model. He loves to open new groups by talking to people about the good news of Legal Shield and ID Shield as an employee benefit, but he never goes back to where he once was. That's called a big risk to those people falling out of the membership and canceling. But what he does is he encourages people who have come into the business through network marketing and have an interest in learning more about employee benefits to come onto his team and then go back to those businesses and can serve them. Because every year they've got new employees. Every year somebody that didn't sign up the first time has given it second thought and just needs that little extra nudge. But it won't be Bill. It will be a member of his team. So you see, those that want to succeed in employee benefits still need a team. We get fired hundreds of times every week by those that others have opened, perhaps yourself, but it's generally because they've never seen a person again after the first enrollment. That means we're not recruiting enough, Jimmy. It means we're not building big enough teams. Technology won't replace the human being. And where we are different from all of our competitors is the fact that real humans serve our members, whether it's through network marketing or through business solutions. Second, just encourage all of your brothers and sisters to continue to recruit, and never get it out of order. Why? Because you will benefit. The wondrous thing about prepaid legal and Legal Shield is that while there are people on this call from More Success Team, we also are very much focused upon our community, in our cities and towns, our villages, in our states. And even if someone's not on your team, they can help you build and grow your business if they have an interest in the work that you do. And you know that's true. Being able to work with other people that are there in your community and attend your meetings. So this is something that if the people just on this call are all we get, then, well, we're not going to make Vision 2020. For those that are new on this call, our ambition is pretty aggressive. We want to double and double again and double again. We are running towards 2 million, 4 million, 8 million, 16 million members. We are at a pace right now, we're growing at 16% per year. I wanted to get it to 25 and 40 and 50 and 100% growth and then continue to double. And the only way that happens is to bring more people onto this team and into this family. Because, my friends, there is no limit on the prosperity and wealth. It is unlimited. As Mr. Stonecipher said, the only limitation is how many people you protect and empower. Any other questions, Randy?
I've got the one text here from a $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Yep. Well, Mr. Bell, always an honor to listen to you, sir. I was hoping that you could touch on leaders at all levels. We've been promoting, obviously, the April through June promotion coming to an end here, people closing out the month strong, but I was hoping you'd touch on why we need to be at leaders at all levels.
Well, this fall we are doing a leadership convention, and every fall the general theme is leaders at all levels. And the easiest way that I can describe this to anyone on this call who is not presently an executive director is that you are an executive director in training. That's the mindset that you must have, the belief that you must have in yourself. Because when you start this business as an associate, you're not an executive director yet. That's because we believe in the good in all people. The potential of every single person on this call and all the lives that you touch through the membership, through bringing them onto your team. We have people advance when they choose to advance. Everything in this company is earned. No one gives you permission to be promoted. You give yourself permission. No one tells you when you're going to be promoted. You decide when you're going to be promoted. It's not about hitting a specific number. Every one of the chances you get to advance is just a milestone on your journey. It's about plugging into the 10 core commitments and changing your life. It's building a machine, a process, a business that can, that every day continues to grow stronger and stronger through your commitment, your duplication, and your leverage. So when we talk about leaders at all levels, in Columbus, you're going to have the chance to spend a full day learning from $2 million ring earners, Mr. Brian Carruthers and Mr. Darnell Self. It's a power training that will tell you about building your business. And if you want to learn how to continue to grow in professional sales and you want to learn more about employee benefits, there are no better trainers that on that same day being able to learn from Ms. Melissa Wilder and also Mr. Alastair Edwards, how to grow and prosper by focusing upon employee benefits. You can't get that kind of training anywhere. If you were to look for professional sales training, you'd find it at $1,200, $1,500. But no, that's not how we are, because we invest in the human being, our own family. We see it in you. We want to help bring it out. Come to Columbus. Spend a day with world-class sales and marketing training. And then if you don't believe in our own people, my goodness gracious, John C. Maxwell, author of 40 books of inspiration, of personal and leadership development, is going to be there on Saturday. And we'll continue to train from stage. And guess what else? We put the fun in the fundamentals. You see, it's not, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. We play hard as we work hard. We put the fun in the fundamentals, and we will have fellowship, high-quality time to both make new friends and to celebrate and bond with your family and your existing friends. So when we talk about leaders at all levels, it's not only for you to grow, but it's also for you to bring people that are new to your team and other people that you need to reinvigorate in your team, everyone on your team, to come together, because at every level, they will grow and they will move towards greater happiness and success. Let's have one last question, Randy, if there is one.
Randy?
I'm sorry, I had it on mute. I apologize. Let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question for Mr. Bell?
Oh, sure. Thanks, Mr. Bell, for joining us tonight. I was just wondering if you could share a little bit, maybe touch on how we can use the mission, sharing the mission of the company that's so special to help attract the right people into the business as we're growing the sales force.
Well, you know, what I would tell you is I'm not big on judging, prejudging. There are so many incredible stories in the prepaid legal and Legal Shield about somebody that was pretty down on their luck, people that maybe were recovering from tragedy or abuse or, alcohol or even drug challenges. So I just first off will tell you, I personally say, please, see the good in all people. But if you see a spark where they are excited about being able to help every man and woman, every adult and child live free in our society, more free than ever before, because they participate and utilize Legal Shield. When they don't think they're worthy, but you see the spark in their eye when they learn that they are worthy and that they must use the service to live free by speaking to a lawyer whenever they have a challenge, whenever they have an opportunity, that they have an identity, that God gave it to them and them alone, and that they cannot stand still if somebody steals it and basically uses it, and then they get left with the mess to try and clean up. That's not living free. So Legal Shield and ID Shield, when you see the spark, that they see that this is doing good while you are actually helping others, you're able to build a business. That sparks all you need to see, my friend, because it's not about that person. It's about their commitment to plug into a system that every kind of person in every walk of life from every possible background has been able to succeed when they get involved and they live the 10 core commitments. So the mission, if people have a desire to not only make a change in their own life, but they truly want to improve other people's lives. That's the commitment you need. To be able to help people live free, to be equal, to have opportunity, to be able to pursue justice for all equally. That's what motivates us. That's what lifts us above. Hey, do we enjoy being paid for our hard work? Absolutely. You cannot be free if you don't get to keep what you earn, if you don't get to earn according to your efforts and to your results. That's not being free. So, yes, we are pridefully able to build businesses, but we do so knowing that our heart is true. This product changes people's lives. You want to change one person's life, you help them become a member. You want to change thousands of people's lives, you make that person a teammate and associate. With that, I thank you all. Close this month strong. Stay focused on recruiting one who must recruit another. Commit to getting back into living rooms and kitchens. Get to that PBR and tell the good news of this membership. Tell the good news of this opportunity. God bless each and every one of you. My name is Jeff Bell, and trust me, I'm just getting started. Because everyone...
Thank you, Mr. Bell, for being our special guest speaker tonight and for spending time with the Moore Success Team. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Bell again. As he was speaking, I thought of Harlan Stonecipher. I thought the enthusiasm he had and how much that he respected Mr. Bell in such a short time that he knew him. And as usual, Harlan was right on target. I appreciate everything you do, Mr. Bell, and I'll see you Thursday morning. God bless, my friend. I tell you what, Randy, it's been a great call. It's now time to go to bed and wake up tomorrow, getting out there and recruiting and recruiting and recruiting. So, ladies and gentlemen, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. God bless you and good night.